Okay, so let's continue with the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says we're about a little bit more than halfway down on the page. The first word on the line is Nizik. Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah over there, a Mishnah later on, Hatokeya lechavero nosen losela. If a person, literally tokeya is to, it could be to sound a tokeya, it could be to blast someone, either physically. So there are actually two interpretations of this word. Rashi quotes both of them. One can mean either that he blew like a shofar, or blew like a loud noise, or it can mean that he hurt him, he boxed his ears. Hatokeya lechavero. If a person is tokeya his friend, nosen lo sela, he gives him a sela. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mana. Yehuda says, quoting from Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that you give him a mana. Now, what exactly are you paying for? So, what you're paying for right now, at least the amounts of money that we're talking about in this Mishnah, are not for tsar, not for nezek, and not for ripoy. We're talking about boshes. For humiliating the person, you have to pay a certain amount. So, how much do you pay? How humiliating is this act? How much are you going to have to pay? So, the Tanakhama says you pay a sela, and Rav Yehuda quotes from Yossi Aglili that you pay a mana. Now, remember, a mana is the same thing as saying 100 zuz. Zuz is another way of saying a dinar kesef, right? That's what we said in the Mishnah. Remember, in the Mishnah, we talked about dinar zahav. We said a dinar zahav is the same thing as saying 25 dinar kesef, or 25 zuz. So now, over here, when we say that according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, you give a sela, and according to Yehuda, according from Yossi Haglili, you pay 100 zuz, or 100 dinar kesef. So now, says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra, there was a certain fellow, the Takala Chavre, that he was tokea, his friend, he blasted him in some way, either he boxed his ears, or he blew some really loud noise into his friend's ear. So, Sholche Rav Tuvia Bar Masna Lekameid Rav Yosef. So Rav Tuvia Bar Masna sent him in front of Rav Yosef. Sela Tzuri Tanan, O Sela Medina Tanan. So he sent to him the following question. He said, when the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, that if you're tokeh, your friend, you have to give him a sela, what kind of sela are we talking about? Are we talking about a sela tsuri, or are we talking about a sela medina? Now, what you have to know is that the sela medina was made from like a cheaper metal. It was a much cheaper sela than the sela tsuri. So it was, the Rashi tells us that the sela medina was 1/8 of the value of the sela tsuri. So whenever we're talking about the medina currency, we're talking about a currency that's much, much cheaper metals, much cheaper value than the tsuri system. So we're talking about 1/8 of the value. So when the Mishnah says that you pay sela tsuri, sela, for according to the Tanakhama, when you're paying a sela, are you paying a sela tsuri, or are you paying a sela medina? Now, we should know is that whenever we're talking about a sela always, a sela's value is, there are four dinar in a sela, right? So when I say, and that's of course in a sela tsuri. A sela tsuri's value is equivalent to four dinars, or four zuz. Four dinar kesef, four zuz, same thing. So if that's the case, a sela tsuri, we can either be talking about the value of four dinar kesef, right? Or we could talk about sela medina. Now sela medina is 1/8 of the value of a sela tsuri. If it's 1/8 of the value, let's just think about how to put that into terms of zuz or dinar kesef, right? So that would mean that how much are you paying if it's a sela medina? Well, sela tsuri is four dinar kesef. Sela medina is 1/8 of that. So you're talking about half a dinar, right? Half a dinar kesef is the equivalent of one sela medina. So in other words, it's either four dinar kesef or half a dinar kesef is what we're talking about. So Amar Lei, so he said back to him, Tanisua, we learned it beferish in the Mishnah. If you take a look, it says Ushnaim Rishonim Dinar Zahav. In the Mishnah in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, we said that for according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, when you have Reuven's axe that gores Shimon's axe, and then the axe goes and gores Levi's axe, and then the axe goes and gores Yehuda's axe. So the Mishnah said, how do you make out the payment? Yehuda's gonna get 100, Levi is gonna get 50, and then Reuven and Shimon are each going to get 25, right? And the way that we said they each get 25 is we said each of them gets a dinar zahav. So says Rav Yosef says, take a look at that Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Ushnaim Rishonim dinar zahav, Isakadaitach, Tanitana, Sela Medina, If you think that the Tana is learning, he's teaching using a system of Sela Medina. Now, wait a second. Let's do the math. If it's a Sela Medina, how many Sela Medina is the same thing as saying half a dinar, right? Sela Turi is the same thing as saying 4 dinar kesef, right? Sela Medina is the same thing as saying half a dinar kesef. So if that's what we're talking about over here now, if we're using a Sela Medina system, Niflug v'Nisni, we should split up and teach Ad Tracer v'Sela. We should split up going all the way down until 12 and a Sela. Meaning to say as follows. The assumption is that we are going to keep breaking down the case of that Rav Shimon is dealing with up until their numbers that we're willing to work with. So he says, Reuven's axe gores Shimon's axe. Then the axe goes and gores Levi's axe. Then the axe goes and gores Yehuda's axe. And we're breaking it down and going so far so that we can use numbers that we're willing to work with. We're not willing to work with, let's say, fractions, but we're willing to work with standard currency. Now, if the standard currency that we're working with is a Sela Medina currency, well, let's do the math. If we broke it down and we had one more person in the case, it wasn't just Yehuda, kept going until Yisachar. So how would the math work out? Yisachar would get 100, right? Then Yehuda would get 50. Then, if we're talking about Dinar Kesef, so Yisachar would get 100, Yehuda would get 50, Levi would get 25, and then Reuven and Shimon would each get 12.5. Now, wait a second, though. 12.5, Dinar Kesef, what's another way of saying 12.5 Dinar Kesef? Another way of saying 12.5 Dinar Kesef is 12 Dinar Kesef plus half a Dinar Kesef. Well, half a Dinar Kesef is the same thing as saying one Sela. If the Sela is a Sela Medina. But, so the Mishnah didn't break it down going all the way to that point, to saying 12 Dinar Kesef and a Sela. The Mishnah stopped at 25. Why did the Mishnah stop at 25? Must be because we're not using a Sela Medina system. Must be that we're talking within a Sela Tzuri system. And so that's Rav Yosef's proof. Again, the question was Sela Tzuri Tanan or Sela Medina Tanan. When we learn in the Mishnah is about using the word Sela, are we using the Tzuri system or are we using the Medina system? So Amalei, Tanisua, we learned it in the Mishnah, Lamed Vav, it seems indicative of one way or another. Ushnaim Rishonim, a Dinar Zav, it says the first two are going to get a Dinar Zav, are going to get 25 Dinar Kesef. V'Yisak Adaitach, Tani Tana, Sela Medina, if you think that we're working within a system of Sela Medina, Niflug V'Nisni, why don't we split up and go further and say, Ad Tracer V'Sela, going up until 12 and 1 Sela. But we didn't do that, so why didn't we do that? Must be because we're working within the Sela Tzuri system. And therefore, the bill that would have to be paid for this fellow, who is Taka Lechare, he'd have to pay Sela Tzuri, which is the same thing as for Zozer, for Dinar Kesef. So what happens? So he says back to him, Amar Leih, and he says, wait a second, Tana ki ruchlo lisni velezel? You think that the Tana is like some peddler, that he's just going to keep going and splitting up the cases until you get it down to the smallest number? He's not like a peddler. The Tana, that's not how the Tana operates. So that's not really a good raya that we should have used, should have kept breaking down the cases. That's not a really good raya. So it says the Gemara, okay, so my havala. So lamai, so what's the bottom line? What's the story? Whenever you see Sela in the Mishnayos, is Sela a Sela Tzuri or is a Sela Medina? So Pashtua, so they answered it based on the following. Mehot from the following. From this. The Amr of Yudah, Mehot, the Amr of Yudah, Amr Rav. From the fact that Rav Yudah quoted Rav as having said, Kol Kesef Amar B'Torah, anytime that you see Kesef in the Torah, what currency are we using? Kesef Tzuri. That's Kesef Tzuri. V'shal Devreim, but when dealing with Devreim, Shiorim, not in the Torah, Shiorim on a Darbanon level, Kesef Medina. We're talking about Kesef Medina. Okay, so that was the answer. So says the Gemara, Amar Le'ahu Gavra, there was that fellow who said to him, okay, Ho'olu Palga Dezuzuhu, Lo Be'ina, so I don't want it. So he says, look, if all it is that you're entitling me to at the end of the day is not going to be 4 zuz, all you're going to be entitling me to is half a zuz, so it's such a negligible amount, I don't need it. Right? Lo bein, I don't need it, I don't want it. Neis v'laniyim, so let's give it to the aniyim. So hadar amalei, so he turned around and he said to him, so he took a step back and he said, wait a second, actually no. Amalei, neis v'niyali, give it to me, actually. I don't really want to give it to the aniyim. I've had second thoughts. Ezel v'iri, bein afshai, I'll go and ivri from like a lashon of havra, to support, to sustain, to feed. So I'll get lunch. You're right, ezel v'iri nafshai, I'll go and give myself something to eat. So amar le Rav Yosef, So Rav Yosef said to him, sorry, kavar zocha be'aniyim, the aniyim were already zocha, the poor people were already zocha, they already merited in this amount. Once you said that you wanted it to go to aniyim, it becomes theirs. Even though there are no aniyim here right now, still it doesn't make a difference. Anan yad aniyim anan. We are the hand of the aniyim. In other words, the way the Rashi explains it, Rav Yosef was the special gabbai devoted for collecting money for the aniyim. And so once, because Rav Yosef was a person handling the case, once this fellow said, I want the money to go to the aniyim instead of you giving it to me as boshes money, so now the aniyim already become zochen, that they merit in that money. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as Rav Yehuda quoted from Shmuel, as having said, Yisomim einan tzrichin prosbo. We know that Yisomim, orphans, don't require a prosbo. Now, for this you have to understand, remember, a prosbo is that when it comes time for Shemitah, when Shemitah kicks in, Shemitah releases any chovos, right? Shemitah dismisses any debt. So if Reuven owes Shimon a good chunk of money, and then Shemitah comes, Shimon now doesn't owe Reuven a penny. And so, well, next time comes around, Reuven's not going to want to lend Shimon any money. And so it's because of that concern. So Hill came along and he said, we're now going to have to enact a prosbul. A prosbul was a way of handing over your chov, the money, the debt that's owed, you hand it over to Bezin. Now, why would you hand it over to Bezin? Because Bezin are removed from the rules of Shemitah. And so therefore, the rules of Shemitah don't kick in for anything that Bezin is in control of. And if that's the case, so Shemitah can come and go, the Chov is still going to be in existence, and then Bezin can hand the Chov back over to the creditor. And so that way, the Chov doesn't become excused when Shemitah kicks in. So, but what about if Yisomim, are owed money? So we say the Yisomim in a Tzrichin Prosbul. Yisomim do not need a Prosbul. Why don't they need a Prosbul? The answer is because we are the hands of the Aniyim. In other words, the same idea, the same way that Bezin are in charge of, they take control over the affairs, the monetary affairs of the Aniyim, so too they control the monetary affairs of Yisomim. That's the idea. V'chein tani Rami bar Chama, ha'yisomim inan tzrichin prosbul. Yisomim orphans don't require a prosbul because Bezin automatically have control over it. Rabbi Gamaliel beis dino avin shel yisomim hayu. The Rabbi Gamaliel and his Bezdin is like the father of the Yisomim. In other words, they automatically get control, and that's the main point over here. So that's why Rav Yosef's point of kvar zachu be'aniyim, we are in control of the aniyim's money. Once you declare that something is going to go to the aniyim, it automatically becomes theirs. We represent the aniyim. Okay, so that's the Gemara so far. Chanan Bisha. So now the Gemara goes on and says, Chanan Bisha. Now Bisha is a Lashon of Bisha, like whenever, sometimes you'll see it in the Gemara, it refers to Lashon Hara as Lishna Bisha. Bisha is Aramaic for the word Ra. So this is like saying Chanan Hara, Chanan the bad. So Chanan the wicked. Chanan Bisha, Takale Lahu Gavra. Chanan the bad blasted that fellow. So Asalak made Rav Huna, so he came to Rav Huna, Amalei, and Rav Huna told him, Zil Havle Palga de Zuza, go give him half a Zuz. In other words, the payment that you have to pay for this Boshes is going to be a half a Zuz. So says the Gemara, Havle Zuza Macha. Well, Chanan Bisha had a Zuza Macha. A Zuza Macha is like a worn out Zuz. So he wanted to use the Zuz as payment. But the problem is, he had this worn-out zuz, and how much does he owe him? He owes him half a zuz. So Avalei Zuzamach, he had like a worn-out zuz, Ba'al Misvilei, that he wanted to give to him, Ba'al Misvilei Minei, Pagod Zuzah, he wanted to give him half a zuz of that zuz. But, Lo Havim Mishtakalei, he couldn't spend it. In other words, he couldn't go to the market and exchange it to cash in that one zuz to get to half zuzim, because it was such a shvach zuz. So what did he do? So he blasted him again, right? Either he boxed his ears or he blew into his ears. So he said, because he was such a terrible person, he was takea him again, which means that now he doesn't owe him just half a zuz, he owes him a full zuz, and he gave him the full worn out zuz. Okay, so just to summarize what we had here in this Gemara, the first part of the Gemara was that we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that it says that when a person is tokea his friend, either he boxes his ears or he blows maybe a shofar or something loudly into his ears, and he humiliates him, how much do you have to give him? Tanakhama says you give him a sela. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav Yossi Aglili as saying that you give him a mana. The question was, there was a similar case that there was a fellow who was tokea, his friend, and the question was, how much do you have to pay? Does this fellow have to pay a sela tsuri, or does he have to pay a sela medina? So Rav Yosef thought the proof in the Mishnah Lamed Vav to say that you'd have to pay a sela tsuri, and the Gemara ultimately says that's not a good raya. So what would this fellow have to pay? He'd have to pay a sela medina. How do I know? Because of Rav's point that when we're dealing with, when you see the kesef discussed in the Torah, we're discussing Kesef Tzuri, when we're seeing this Kesef discussed by Chazal, we're dealing with Kesef Medina, so you'd have to pay half a Zuz, half a Dinar Kesef. So the fellow said, okay, if all I'm entitled to is half a Dinar Kesef, I don't need it, just give it to Danim, just give it to Tzedakah. He had second thoughts. He said, actually, no, I'd much rather take it for myself and buy a lunch. Rav Yosef said, sorry, too late. Once you've declared that, it goes to Danim. We represent Danim. We control their monetary affairs. So, sorry. Hanan Bisha, there was a story with Hanan Bisha that he was tokea a certain fellow. The Rav Huna obligated him to pay half a zuz. He only had a worn out full zuz. He wanted to exchange it, but they wouldn't take it because it was too worn out. And so instead he was tokea again, and now he owes a full zuz, and that's what he gave his friend. Okay.